I'm sure you noticed once again how fate worked against Romeo and Juliet.
Paris and Romeo arriving at the same time. Friar Lawrence arriving too late, then being frightened away.
Juliet waking up just after Romeo killed himself.
I can see that fate was responsible, but people are to blame as well.
Who, for instance?
It's not hard to blame Friar Lawrence.
Romeo and Juliet, too. They were impulsive and impatient. They wanted everything right away.
At the end of the play, it's easy to forget the root cause of the tragedy. In his last words, as in his first in Act I, Prince Escalius places the blame squarely at the feet of the Montagues and the Capulets.
Is this what Shakespeare is writing about then? How family feuds inevitably end up in tragedy?
That's certainly one central theme. Do you remember others?
The role of fate in people's lives, people's inability to control their destinies.
How the impulsiveness of young lovers can work against them, destroy them even.
Another theme I remember is, who has the right to choose marriage partners for young people?
Or sanction, as in the case of Friar Lawrence.
It's strange how we want the play to turn out differently, even though we know all along Romeo and Juliet are going to die.
Not really strange. The prologue does inform us of the tragedy. However, only by having an intimate reading, such as yours, is a person able to truly understand the tragedy. By the end, we empathize with most characters. Some are foolish, many hold grudges, a few are hot-tempered. Selfishness and short-sightedness abound. But no characters are what we would call evil. In recognizing their flaws, we see the same shortcomings in ourselves.